So, did you dare him to do it?
I mean, of course I did. What else was I gonna do?
I just don't foresee mooning my uncle as the best choice.
I thought it was really funny, so I couldn't say no to do it. And Charlie, bless him, he thought it was a really good idea.
He was drunk off his ass, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, God. All right, well, we are kind of doing a podcast.
Kind of.
Yeah. Sorry for our hiatus. We had several things happen kind of all at once. In happy news, we took my dad to Pride.
Yeah. Yeah, it went better than I thought it was going to.
No, it was good. It was good. And then Charlie mooned a cop on the way into town. And
yeah, he did.
On the way back. And that cop was actually my uncle. So that went about as well as you can imagine.
It really didn't help that I was in the car either.
It really didn't help that he's also dealing with all of the shit. So we had a bit of a fiasco happen in town at the Fall Harvest Festival. So we'll be talking about that a lot.
I had nothing to do with it, I promise.
Well, for once.
I mean, don't get used to it.
Oh, although I'm sure Louisa will find a reason.
Oh, God, that woman will find anything. Except Jesus. She won't find him.
I was not expecting that one.
I thought of it on the fly. It was pretty good.
Oh. Let's see. So our first news bulletin is that the Old Stable Herbiary and Hedgery is now open, which is where the old greenhouse was behind the Old Stable building.
You mean the one that I said was a terrible idea?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, good for them. Good luck to whoever bought it.
I feel like you know who bought it, and you just don't realize it. let's see. Oh, speak of the devil. The Just Creek Family Church is expanding its services, and will open a second service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. I don't know if they're going to have enough members to fill half of a service after.
They don't have enough members to fill half of what, there's like 25 people who show up? Maybe.
I don't know. Like, especially after the incident. No. I don't really think they're going to have many people left. Speaking of which, so Tallulah's Church of God, St. Bernardine's Catholic Assembly, the First Baptist Church, and the Tallulah Falls Synagogue would like to open their services up to anyone interested in a new worship space, especially in light of recent town events.
So, can my folks go in on that too, or are they going to ban us from that as well?
Well, I feel like
we have a bit of a reputation.
Is really only a problem for the Christian churches involved there, but I don't know enough about Judaism to know.
I'm not sure. I don't think they'd like us either.
Probably not, but
it'd be funny.
It's going to be an interesting dynamic.
It'd be really funny. We might just crash a party anyway.
We have a few business ads. One of them is that the old stable building has officially been sold.
Did you buy that, or...?
No, I think that was the girl that we talked to at the festival, the psychiatrist.
Oh, whatever her name was, I don't remember.
Ariana?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't remember her last name. It starts with an H.
Is it Harker?
Something like that.
Shit, I don't remember.
But That's what she was meeting Rhett to tour it, so I guess she liked it. Let's see. Driveway repaving or paving services and appointments are now available. To schedule an appointment and negotiate pricing, you can contact Ford Feltz or Rhett Shelby.
You just go by the bar and see one of them. Pretty easy. Schedule an appointment there.
They're
probably get a deal.
They're up at Hank's. Let's see. My uncle wanted me to tell everyone that they got mums in, and they're expecting to get some more. So if you don't get one out of the first batch from the High Church Mountain Farmers Co-op, they have another one coming next week. So if you're trying to decorate. Yeah. Let's see. We have a few events, well, two events to talk about. The annual downtown trunk or treat will occur Friday, November 1st from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., any downtown shops or businesses participating have to set up tables outside the establishment so kids don't have to come in a building to try and find you.
Yeah, that might not go so well if you don't set up a table.
And also, if you're setting up a table, you have to be there all 3 hours, so make sure that you do get enough candy. We're going to this.
And don't call it like a fall festival. Call it Halloween.
Well, no, the fall harvest festival was different.
But there are some places like you know Zach and Cassie where they're from. Zach was telling me growing up he would always go to these fall festivals, but everyone would dress up like Halloween anyway, and they just did it for churchy bullshit reasons.
Oh.
Yeah, so they called it a fall festival to get around it, and it sounds really stupid, and it really sucked. So.
If you're mad about Halloween, but you're still celebrating Christmas and Easter, aka Yule and Ostara,
kindly fuck off.
Yeah. for the next event, you and I are going to this. The Tallulah Falls Community Clinic will be transformed into a haunted house. After hours, essentially, on Thursday, October 31st.
I can see how well that'll work during hours, which
is through Sunday, November 3rd, so Halloween weekend, essentially. Haunted hours begin at 8 p.m. and go to 1 a.m., so late
I'm
going to
dress
things.
Like a clown.
No.
Why not?
No.
I like the It movie.
It's $5 per person, and all proceeds will go back towards, like, clinic operating and anything that they need.
Yeah, for good reasons.
Yeah. Help them out. Support them.
I see we got something from the desk of the sheriff. Well, this ought to be good.
It's just the press statement that he released earlier this week, essentially. But I wanted to put it in here because he just learned about putting an X at the end of words, like, a couple weeks ago. So this is my proud, like, niece moment.
Good for you. Yeah.
You can't even make fun of him for that. It's a nice thing.
Bless him. It took him long enough.
It really did. It was a lot. But when he's trapped in a house because he's letting me redecorate everything and I'm throwing away all the shit, he has nowhere else to go.
He just has to sit there and watch the world burn.
Let's see. So, this is the little thing that they released. In regard to the events at the Fall Harvest Festival, the Sheriff's Department issues the following statement. After 8 p.m. at the Fall Harvest Festival, a fight broke out between the new preacher and members of the Chess Creek Family Church and several other townsfolks. The members involved have been arrested and charged with inciting public violence, among other things. Sheriff Balins would also like to remind everyone in Tallulah Falls and the surrounding county that we live in a country with freedom of religion, which involves the choice to not observe one at all or to observe ones that are not Protestant evangelical groups.
Why do I feel like this is yet another shot at, like, me? I feel like this, like, between Louisa and this statement, there's always something where I've started something or I've antagonized the wrong person.
Well, I mean, in this case, not towards you, me this time, you very much did antagonize the wrong person, but
I didn't spend the night in jail this time.
No, you weren't in the fight, at least. Any instances of attack or prejudice against anyone not a member of the Chess Creek Family Church will be investigated and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And I feel like what he was going for was, like, telling the members in that fight that if they did anything else, he would prosecute them. But the way this reads, it's like he's not going to help anyone who is a member of the church.
I mean,
and I don't think he caught that, but it's quite creepy. I appreciate.
I'm a fan of this statement.
Yes. So
remember everybody to follow the Emerald Star. Speaking of shit, like weird shit. I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, but did I tell you about that dream that I had
not long ago?
No. Okay. I'll just text it to you because it is a little rough for this show. I'll send it to you. That way you have an idea because I know you're into that kind of stuff. It freaked me the fuck out. Just let me know what you think.
All right. Well, should we tell everyone what they were fighting about, I guess? Or
I don't even know what the fuck they were fighting about. What were they fighting about?
Oh, you didn't watch the press conference?
No. Why would I do that?
Because there was a fucking fight like 10 feet from our table. Okay. So, what
forget
happened?
How much whiskey I drank.
I mean, that was probably another reason involved. So at the Fall Festival, we all had like little vendor tables, you know, because it's essentially the way it works for anyone not in town. I know people in town are like, fucking duh, but anyone not in town, it's essentially like a giant flea market. So like you don't even have to be a store owner. If you just have shit you want to get rid of, like you can just set up a table. So you have that, you have little booths and, like, blow-up stuff for kids to play on, and, food, and there's, like, a chili cook-off. It's, like, your classic fall festival shit, you know? At least in the South. essentially what it was is we had a sign for the book club up. And Louisa was bringing that new preacher guy. Did you figure out what his name was?
I didn't get it down. And he'll know me soon enough.
They're not releasing anything, so I'll have to just kind of figure it out. I will do some recon.
Recon?
For the podcast.
That sounds scary.
I don't know. And I'll figure out what the name is, though. It'll be good. We probably should not have done this high in my dad's basement, but who cares? So the fight, like, that kind of, they saw the sign, apparently, like our little flyer that we made for the book club, which is going well, by the way. We'll have a new book announcement for you next episode. And they saw the sign and the new preacher guy. He looks kind of like, have you watched Letterkenny yet?
No.
Okay, well, anyone who's watched Letterkenny, he looks kind of like a taller, thinner, straighter Glenn, who is, ironically, the weird little preacher in Letterkenny. But he kind of looks like that. But he got really, like, weird. And then he was walking by Ariana and Rhett talking about what she wanted to do with the building. And apparently, what he said in his statement was that he heard them say that they wanted to practice witchcraft and make sacrifices in it. Which, I mean, Rhett's a problem. And, all of that shit. But, like, he's not gonna make, like, human sacrifices in the basement of a burned out building. You know what I mean?
But if you're going to, that's the place to do it. No one will ever do it.
Well, apparently she wants to open, like, a metaphysical store, like, shop kind of things, so, like, with those, like, this is, I guess they'll, it'll be kind of like, my friend's shop that we went to, but, it's, like, crystals, tarot cards, maybe somebody does readings, like.
Oh, all that weird shit.
Yeah, the shit that we like, you know.
Yeah.
Which maybe we could have the book club meetings over there or something. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, she wants to open a witchcrafty store, and he kind of blew up about it, and apparently, like, tried to lunge at someone and ended up kneeing a kid. Which led to that kid's dad and Rhett hitting him in the face. And then he picked up, like, a piece of wood or something that somebody had on one of their tables and started swinging it at people.
That's awesome.
And the church members were getting in on it. And Louisa was just screaming her damn head off. So it turned like, a town riot.
That's great.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, I wish I could have punched him. That would have been fun.
I mean, I wish I was sober so that way I could have seen, or at least remembered it. Let alone seen it. Shit.
Oh, it'll be good.
If anybody recorded that, please send it to me so I can watch it. That would be great. Thanks.
Let's see. So our townie call out of the week, as you can imagine, is...
Yeah.
Everyone at the Chess Creek Family Church who is still supporting the new minister. Who?
Too bad they didn't take a boxing class, apparently.
No, just a baseball class, maybe. Swinging around like it was a bat.
He ended up
having to be tackled by, like, three deputies. It's like he was on fucking meth or something.
Would it surprise you?
Yes, a little bit.
I mean, not really.
I would expect heroin where we live.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either. But I don't know. By the way, you make it sound like he's like energy-wise meth head.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it just he went off on people, and like, I don't know. I don't see how people started jumping in on his side when he, like, just got here.
Well, the place is a goddamn cult. You know, well, cult of the Jewish carpenter.
If it isn't, it's probably on the way there.
I mean, if you're supporting a pastor who starts a riot for no good reason, yeah, it's a cult.
Starts a riot for no good reason. Also, Derry Feltz needs a babysitter.
Lol. Bye, guys.